From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. A bill that would require Missouri school districts to meet new state requirements for anti-bullying policies is moving to the Senate. The measure to require school anti-bullying policies includes procedures for reporting, investigating, and responding to bullying passed the House on Monday. State law already requires the school districts to have a policy on bullying. However, the bill lays out more detailed guidelines, including expanding when an employee should report bullying. The measure would also require a formal policy on cyberbullying. Some Democrats against the bill says it does not do enough because it does not allow district policies to protect specific classes of students such as lesbian, bisexual, gay, and transgender students. Supporters say every student should be treated equally to prevent any bullying. Organizations across Missouri teamed up to create a statewide documentary screening tour called Coal Ash Series. The tour kicked off in Columbia last week at the University of Missouri's Strickland Hall. Citizens who attended watched four documentary shorts and learned about the negative effects of coal ash pollution in the U.S. President Patricia Shuba from Labadie Environmental Organization says coal ash is a big issue nationwide today, with the country producing 160 million tons of waste. Shuba says the waste contains arsenic, lead, and mercury, which can cause disease and can impact the development of children. The Coal Ash Story screening visited Springfield this weekend and will conclude in Kirkwood on Thursday. The U.S. Supreme Court has not weighed in yet on whether to grant a stay of execution to a Missouri death row inmate who is scheduled to die tonight by lethal injection. Marshall Griffin has details.
Cecil Clayton's appeal is based on if he's mentally competent enough to be put to death. The now 74-year-old man suffered a brain injury more than 40 years ago at a sawmill, resulting in a portion of his brain being removed by surgeons. He was convicted of fatally shooting Barry County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Kastetter in 1996, but Clayton's attorneys argue that his deteriorating mental health and low IQ make him ineligible for execution under both state and federal laws. If the nation's highest court does not intervene, Clayton will be the second person executed in Missouri this year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia City Council approved two of four possible options for the Sheppard-Rawlins Connector Trail after years of discussion about the project. The debate over plans for new trails along Hinkson Creek drew many Columbia residents to voice their opinions at last night's City Council meeting. The options Council approved will have the trail start at Bluffdale Drive and run south along Hinkson Creek Valley down to the northwest corner of Stadium Boulevard. The majority of Columbia residents at the meeting, including Peter Pastort, were in favor of this plan.
I think overall, if you were to look downstream 10, 20 years, I think they will have been used to a large degree by most people that seem to like these kind of things.
Funding for the trails will come from the Get About Fund and will cost around $2.5 million. Right now, that fund only has $1.7 million in it, so project planners say they will be talking to Public Works to try and figure out how to find more money for the trail project. One westbound lane near Boonville was closed Monday after a crack in a steel beam was found on the bridge over the Lamine River. A temporary fix is expected to take 3 days. Missouri Department of Transportation Director Dave Nichols says these types of closures will happen more frequently without rehabilitation and replacement. Missouri highways have about 600 bridges in critical condition that aren't scheduled for improvements in the next 5 years, when the number is predicted to hit 1,000 bridges. The department anticipates having $325 million for construction contracts in 2017. That's short of the $485 million it says it's needed to keep things in the current condition. With Election Day less than a month away, the future funding of the City of Columbia's public utility infrastructure could be greatly affected. Proposition 1 is a hot-button issue going into this election. Columbia Water and Light is asking for a $63.1 million bond over 6 years to pay for electricity-related projects throughout the area it services. Columbia Water and Light says if it does not get these projects finished in the 2017-2018 timeframe, then they could be subject to fines up to $1 million a day. Boone County for Liberty, a local politician action committee, is against the proposition. Spokesman Steve Spellman believes that voting no is what's best. If passed, Water and Light's customers will see a 6% tax increase over the next 5 years. However, if it does not pass, Water and Light says utility rates will increase by 20 to 25% to cover these costs. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.